Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back, everybody, on this Thursday afternoon. Chad Hartman here with you on WCC. Always pleased to be joined by Congressman Jason Lewis. And the congressman is certainly back in the news for some of the comments he made during his long time and successful radio career. And Congressman Lewis is with us. All right, Jason, you know this is a story right now. Let me read the comment that is drawing the most reaction and get your get the comment in total and get your reaction. Excuse me.
Sure.
Does a woman now, this is you when you're filling in for Rush Limbaugh, does a woman now have the right to behave? And I know there's a double standard between the way men chase women and running around. You know, I'm not going to get there, but you know what I'm talking about. It used to be that women were held to a little bit of a higher standard. We required modesty from women. Now, are we beyond those days where women can behave as a slut, but you can't call her a slut? What did you mean at the time, and do you regret those comments?
Well, I tell you, the more things change, the more they stay the same. This thing has been litigated for years now, Chad. In fact, my opponent in 2016 spent about $8 to $9 million running these ads. There's nothing new here. Same old, that the people of Minnesota, too, rejected this sort of innuendo attack. And the only reason they're bringing it up again is because they're not talking about the issues, and they won't talk about the issues. I can't get my opponent to take a stand on Enbridge, Medicare for All single payer, on work requirements for welfare, on abolishing ICE, even on Nancy Pelosi for Speaker. So she's left just feeding the media and her allies feeding the media the usual stuff. Look, a rhetorical discussion about the cultural changes and whether we can hold anyone, male or female, to standards, made for an interesting hour, made for an interesting rhetorical discussion. That's what you're supposed to do on talk radio. And if you're provocative when you do it, well, that's part of our job. I presume, you know, the people that are running with this story are looking for ratings as well. So it's kind of sad that it's come back to this, but I guess I shouldn't be surprised.
So if you were in a position now and you were back on the radio, would you say the same words now? Are we beyond those days where a woman can behave as a slut, but you can't call her a slut? Would you have any problem uttering the same exact verbiage?
I would not have a problem at all going to the same discussion. And because I don't tell my daughters to behave like some people in Hollywood behave, I still hold those standards. I think most women in the second district hold those standards. And so the question becomes, have we come to a place in life where you can't hold people to those standards? And you can't shame people, male or female, for behaving in a way that our parents told us we shouldn't behave. That's really outrageous, that line of thought, that questioning, that conversation. I bet you've had more controversial conversations, Chad, on your program.
If your daughters saw these comments and they asked you about them, what would you say?
I would say I probably prefer you don't behave in a way that people would look down upon you. And that's what I tell them, and then that's how I raise them. That's controversial.
When you say this already has been litigated, yes, you already had an election against Andrew Craig, which you won, and it appears we're looking at a rematch. Don't we also have to include that people's history, their background, whether as a career politician or as a successful person in business, is always going to be a part of the conversation?
Well, I suppose, but after $8 or $9 million worth of airing this and to no avail, because people saw, you might recall, Chad, there were two television stations, maybe three, but I know two for certain, did a fact check on these sorts of hits, and they found them A, misleading, and B, out of context. You had the roll call reporter tweet out yesterday, this stuff has been litigated, it didn't work. Why are they going here again? Why the politics of smear? Because no one has asked you or anybody else, unfortunately, in the mainstream press, where Angie stands on the Enbridge pipeline.
Oh, I think, Jason, just to jump in, that is going to come up a lot. It should come up. I think that's very fair.
It has to come up, Jeff.
But it's still July. I still think it's fair whether my comments would come up or your comments, or let's look at the president, comments the president made when he was a citizen, or if it's a longtime politician who has been a mayor, a governor, a congressman for decades, history and words should matter.
Well, what would you say about, say, an Ohio congresswoman in a private caucus saying that women shouldn't dress a certain way?
You sent that. Okay, you sent that story. Why don't you expand on that? And do you agree with what she said, or do you think it's the same? Because
no, what I agree with is you have to start holding people to the same standards. And the fact of the matter is, this is a political hit whose origins are traced to the same disgraced blogger that was feeding the media last time. There is nothing new here, Chad. And to go over and relitigate and regurgitate this does a disservice.
You're saying this is all driven... Your phone broke up a second there, Jason. You're saying this is all driven right now by Michael Broadcorp?
I'm saying, the article that I read said it was fed to them by this disgraced blogger. And if I'm in that house, I'm not throwing stones. And so I don't know why the citizens of Minnesota 2 would want to rehash this when they heard $8 million worth or $9 million worth before. Well, look, if that's all my opponent has, if she wants to run and gear up a campaign of smear again, that's fine. It worked real well last time. You know, I'm trying to talk about Medicare for all and whether we should adopt a single payer. I don't think so. I'm trying to talk about whether we should abolish ICE. I don't think so. I'm trying to talk about work requirements for welfare recipients. I support those. On not one of those issues, Chad, has my opponent taken a position. Moreover, and more troubling, not one of those issues has she been asked about while the media pay attention to 6, 8, 10-year-old radio comments. That's a disservice to the citizens of Minnesota.
Since the election in 2016, you're very well aware of the Me Too movement has become very prominent, and re-examining what individuals did and whether they were accepted and tolerated and never should have. Do you think these comments are going to cause you further problems, not just with women, but in particular a number of women looking at this and saying, here we go again, a man was acting this way, and it was allowed to take place?
A man acted what way? I mean, I hope you of all people understand the difference between free speech and behavior. There's nothing here. If you want to talk about whether we should censor talk show hosts.
One last point on this, Jason. No doubt at any point someone can go back in broadcasters' careers and raise different questions, and then it's on all of us to explain and provide the context. But isn't it fair to say that when you're a congressman and you're running for office again, whether it's fair or not, you are going to be held to a different standard in a variety of ways compared to you were during your successful career as a talk show host?
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more, Chad. In fact, I was paid to be provocative. There's a difference between a politician and a pundit. That's why going back 6 years, 8 years, 10 years, 15 years misses the point. There's a different role. And that discussion you just mentioned was a rhetorical discussion about societal changes and what's happened to shame. Do we have too much of it, or do we have too little of it now? But of course there's a big difference. That's the point I've been making. Yeah, you bet.
You believed in all of your words though at the time, correct?
Oh, I believe we ought to have that discussion about does society have enough shame, or does it have too much? I mean, that was the whole debate, the whole conversation. And I think when you have cultural stigmas, or you have too few or too many, it becomes a problem. But, you know, the danger here is everybody says, let's have honest dialogue. Come on, let's have an honest dialogue. And then when people have honest dialogue, say, hey, you can't say that. And you get this sort of political censorship that I don't think is healthy for the country or for society at all. But I think there are people there that want to censor other people. And most importantly, they don't want to talk about the issues. They want to talk about a drive-by drama that might get a 24-hour news cycle going, but it doesn't help people. What's going to help people more in my district? making certain this economy keeps growing at 4, 4.5, 5%, which it now is finally, making certain we control the border, work requirements for food stamp recipients, making certain we don't abolish ICE. Oh, is that more important to the citizens of the 2nd District or the conversation you and I are having?
You mentioned Angie Craig and trying to pin down your opponent and where she stands on issues. We're going to come up on the general election here in a few months. How many times do you plan on debating her? And is anything set in stone yet? Or are you waiting for the fall to take place?
Nothing set in stone yet. We'll have to wait for the primary. Who knows? But apparently the only way I'm going to get her to answer a question is to have many debates, which I enjoy. And that's part of the thing here. Chad, I enjoy a good discussion, and I expect to be asked all these questions. All I'm suggesting is some of our friends in the Fourth Estate do the same and ask my opponent some questions. I mean, I don't know how you can avoid the question on the Enbridge pipeline. As you know, that is in the news in Minnesota, but most importantly, it supplies or the crude that goes to Pine Bend Refinery in the 2nd District comes through Enbridge. If that isn't germane, and that is an incumbent upon anybody that wants to represent those people to answer that question, I don't know what is, and yet she won't, and no one's asking her, so we'll have to have debates, and yeah. I look forward to it.
Well, she will be asked those questions at time, and if she has been now, I think it's a fair point. We'll have to follow up on that if she has an answer in any of these questions. But just on the debate side, you are guaranteeing that you are going to have multiple debates with her, and you want that to happen.
We did that last cycle. I look forward to doing it again.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.